2005 to order. Open a work session on House Bill 5145.
You're first, huh?
Representative, Department of Aviation, Representative Krupp.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. House Bill 5145 is the budget bill for the Oregon Department of Aviation. The Department of
The Department of Aviation owns 28...
Oregon airports and annually licenses and registers more than 400 other public and private airports, heliports, and landing areas. The department also registers all pilots and non-military aircraft based in Oregon. Oversees statewide aviation system planning, helps with community airport planning, and conducts aviation safety and public education programs. The Oregon Department of Aviation receives no general fund support and is funded entirely by other and federal funds. Funds, revenue sources are fuel taxes, registration, and license fees. The House Budget Subcommittee on General Government, Transportation, and Economic Development approved a budget of $17,124,161 and 16 FTE. This is $460,250 less than the governor's recommended budget. The subcommittee reduced the budget by $14,250 to implement reductions in the PERS rate and the Department of Administrative Services assessments. The subcommittee approved enhancements in the budget to reflect increased funding to the Federal Aviation Administration for General Aviation. The subcommittee instructed the department to complete a thoughtful review of general aviation in the state and develop a master plan consistent with Oregon statute that will guide use of aviation resources in management, advocacy, and investment decisions. I recommend House Bill 5145 be amended and reported out due pass as amended.
Representative Krupp recommends the bill be reported out due pass with the -1 amendments. Discussion on the motion? Objections to the motion? Without objection, so ordered. House Bill 5160, Department of Forestry. Representative Morgan.
House Bill 5160 is the budget bill for the State Forestry Department. The department provides state and private forest land fire protection, manages state forest lands, and provides stewardship for non-federal forest lands through administration of the Forest Practices Act and provision of forestry assistance. Other funds support roughly 79% of the department's budget. Approximately 10% of the agency's budget is derived from the general fund. Federal funds comprise less than 11% of the budget. The House Education and Natural Resources Subcommittee recommends a total budget of $234,243,901 and 916.85 FTE. The budget is 1.7% below the governor's recommended budget. The general fund portion of this budget is 3.2% higher than the governor's recommended budget. The majority of the increase results from a shift of $2.2 million in Pacific Coast Salmon Recovery federal funds to support salmon habitat activities under the Oregon Plan 2 General Fund. The budget restores the industrial fire program eliminated in the governor's recommended budget and adds positions for federal national fire plan activities and state forest management activities, including the Tillamook Forest Interpretive Center. The budget is decreased by $3.3 million to reflect technical adjustments and a 3% general fund reduction in services and supplies and capital outlay. The budget sets aside $5.4 million general fund in the emergency fund for additional fire protection needs. The House Education and Natural Resources Subcommittee recommends House Bill 5160 be amended and reported out due pass as amended.
Representative Morgan recommends House Bill 5160 be reported out due pass with the -1 amendments. Discussion? Representative Mark.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Just wanted to put on the record some concerns about the budget note and sustainable harvests. We discussed it briefly in committee. I won't be objecting today, but I may vote no on the floor.
Objections?
No, one more discussion item.
All right.
And I apologize. Susan, on the piece about the Tillamook Forest Center, the Interpretive Center, I missed what you said, the first part of it. I caught the what was in it. Funding for, is that what it's?
Let me see here.
Okay, the budget restores the industrial fire program eliminated in the governor's recommended budget and adds positions for federal national fire plan activities and state forest management activities, including the Tillamook Forest Interpretive Center. We did fund a number of positions for the center using a combination of general fund and Measure 66 funding from the Parks Department.
Okay, and was it what they needed there? Was that any reduction?
They are happy campers.
They're happy campers.
Yeah. As requested. Okay. Additional objections? Without objections, pass. House Bill 2112-A, Representative March.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. House Bill 2112-A increases the maximum allowable reimbursement to public school driver education providers from $150 to $210. The bill also requires public schools and facilities offering the course to adopt procedures for reduced or waived tuition for low-income pupils and admission policies for pupils from neighboring public schools. A $6 fee is collected on the issuance or renewal of a driver's license to finance reimbursement to public school driver education providers. The reimbursement rate was capped at $150 per pupil for those students who do not have a license prior to attending the driver education program. Schools cover the per pupil cost from three revenue sources: tuition charged to the student or parent, state reimbursement from the Department of Transportation, and then the balance is covered by local school funds. Only one or two programs are currently able to cover the costs from tuition and the state reimbursement. The Student Driver Training Fund has sufficient resources to absorb the $60 increase in reimbursement without an increase in fees. The higher reimbursement rate will help maintain current programs, particularly in rural areas. The House, the Education and Natural Resources Subcommittee recommends that House Bill 2112-A be reported out. Do pass.
Representative March recommends House Bill 2112-A be reported out. Do pass. Objections to the motion or discussion? Objections? Without objections, so ordered. House Bill 3472, Representative Morgan.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. House Bill 3472 would increase the annual non-resident boat license fee from the current $400 to $760 and the annual non-resident commercial fishing license fee from $100 to $290. The bill would prohibit the issuance of new black rockfish and blue rockfish vessel permits after December 2005, except by lottery. The bill, as amended, would also modify current Dungeness crab permit transfer restrictions. Assuming all current non-resident boat and non-resident commercial fishing license holders purchase licenses at an additional cost of $360 and $190 per license, respectively, the department estimates that biennial other funds fee revenue would increase by $496,300. The Dash 3 amendments do not change the fiscal impact. According to the department, any additional revenue resulting from the increased license fees would be deposited in the Commercial Fish Fund to be used for commercial fisheries programs. It is the legislative intent that the amendments to ORS 508.936 subsection 2 by the House Bill 3472-3 amendments dated 6-23-05 are clarifying amendments, and that the restrictions of ORS 508.926 subsection 2 subsection A and ORS 508.926 subsection 2 subsection B operate together and both remain as restrictions on all vessels. Under these provisions, a vessel may not be more than 10 feet longer than the vessel from which the permit was transferred, nor could the vessel to which the permit was transferred be more than 99 feet in length. The amendment to ORS 508.936 subsection 3 by the House Bill 3472-3 amendments dated 6-23-05 is intended to operate in addition to all other restrictions. The subcommittee recommends that House Bill 3472 be amended and reported out due pass as amended.
Representative Morgan recommends the House Bill 3472 be passed with the Dash 3 amendments. Comments? Discussion, I mean? Excuse me. Objections? Without objection, passes. Senate Bill 44, relating to underground storage tank fees. Representative Shoffler.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. The Department of Environmental Quality administers a program to assist facilities in maintaining and decommissioning underground petroleum storage tanks. In 2001, the legislature implemented an annual $85 per tank fee to pay for the department's efforts assisting facilities with complying with state and federal law relating to the maintenance of storage tanks. Without passage of this bill, the annual $85 per tank fee will sunset on December 31st, 2005. Senate Bill 44 would extend the sunset date on the underground storage tank fee until January 2nd, 2008. Revenue from these fees are assumed in the budget for the Department of Environmental Quality. The Education and Natural Resources Subcommittee recommends Senate Bill 44 to be reported and be passed. And, Mr. Chair, I understand the real estate and development, construction, industries and the people that these fees are imposed, it does help them in their businesses, and I just wanted to make sure everybody knew there was plenty of support for this idea out there.
Thank you. Representative Shoffler recommends Senate Bill 44 be reported out, do pass. Discussion? Objections? Without objections, so ordered. Senate Bill 45A, relating to water pollution control permits. Representative Morgan.
Senate Bill 45 is the product of an interim committee of those interested in the Department of Environmental Quality's wastewater permitting program, which is delegated to the state by the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency. The program has been operating with one of the worst backlog of wastewater permits in the nation. Senate Bill 45 is part of a package that would help address this backlog. The bill requires the department to report annually to the appropriate legislative committee on the department's efforts in administering a watershed approach towards water pollution control permitting and the level of permit backlog. The bill would also allow the Environmental Quality Commission to increase fees annually for water quality permits to a level not to exceed the anticipated increase in the cost of administering the permit program, or 3%, whichever is lower. Revenue from this increase in fees is assumed in the budget for the Department of Environmental Quality. Your Education and Natural Resources Subcommittee recommends Senate Bill 45A be reported out, do pass.
Representative Morgan recommends Senate Bill 45A be reported out, do pass. Discussion? Objections? Without objection, so ordered. Senate Bill 479A relating to taxation. Representative Smith.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Senate Bill 479 provides a 5-year property tax exemption for purchases of new equipment by qualified companies. Qualified companies must be engaged in the business of freezing, canning, dehydrating, concentrating, preserving, processing, or repacking raw or fresh fruit, vegetables, legumes, beef, pork, poultry, seafood, nuts, excluding seeds and grains. The exemption pertains to activities that occur before point of first sale by the processor. The bill, as received from the Senate, did not include beef, pork, and poultry processors. However, the subcommittee approved the -A5 amendments to include those processors. The subcommittee recommends that Senate Bill 479 be amended and reported out due pass as amended.
Representative Smith recommends Senate Bill 479A be reported out due pass with the -A5 amendments. Discussion? Representative Hanna.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I'm not sure that this is so much a question as a comment. This bill came out of the Senate, 30-zip, as a tax credit program, and now we're changing it to add additional industries. It surprises me that we've got a bill so popular coming our way that we're making changes to it here.
Trying to make it more popular. If that's possible, which there's 60 over here, so we hope that it is.
All right.
Representative Hanson.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Question for the carrier. What type of feedback in your public hearings did you get from local government on this?
You know, we did not have a public hearing. We took this straight to work session as part of the rules of the House Special Committee on Budget.
Okay.
Representative Morgan.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I have concerns that the fiscal that was attached to this bill doesn't reflect the latest amendments, the Dash 5 amendments, and I would just like to have it on the record that as this progresses through the system and if the agency finds that it doesn't have sufficient capacity within the agency to perform the inspections that are going to be required by adding pork and poultry and beef to it, that the agency reserve the right to come back to the E-Board and discuss those issues with us.
Representative March.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I'm also concerned about the effect of this now property tax exemption on local government, and so I'll have to be a no.
Additional objections?
I'll be an objection at this point, but I reserve the right to get smarter later.
or perhaps you should rephrase that, Representative, to be perhaps better informed?
I'll be seeking more information.
Okay. The record reflects motion carries with the objection of Representative March and Hansen. That concludes the work session and concludes our agenda. We're adjourned.
When's the last day?